his friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Mor and Imi Marasi Sheyichyu, for Moshe Rabbeinu Peshadin, and for the entire world, that the world should be Nosha B'Tshuas Olamim. Rashi in Maseches Shavuos and Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis writes, "Uvidorasenu Batla Rishonim Shavuah Doraisa." In our generations, the Rishonim have nullified the Shavuah Doraisa, taking the Shavuos Hadayanim. Lafisha Onsha Gadol, because it has a great punishment. V'tiknu Ligzor Alav Aruba Asara, V'hamar An Arubo B'Shavuah. So instead, they were metakein to make an ar that this person should be cursed if he's not telling the truth, and this is done in front of 10 people. So this Rashi we discussed b'si'ata d'shmaya in a previous shir, and what we explained was based on the Torah of Hagon Rav Rafal HaKohen Kunstler Shlita, and that's we're going to be basing our shir on his illuminating Torah, that Rashi holds that in fact Shavuos Hadayanim is a Shavuos HaTorah. We have a Rashi in HaSholeach in Maseches Gittin Lenin Priyas Ksuva Minichsa Yisomim Lo Shana Wele Bebezin Rechutz Lebezin Mashbiyam Osa. So when the Ksuva is paid to the Almana from the Nechasim Yisomim, when is the Rashi says Shuas Hadayanim Shel Torah Hiv Nakat Sev Arbiyadei Utfilin Mashbiela B'Shem Ukin Von Shemaruba, that this woman swears that she hasn't yet received her ksuba, and that's in the Beis Din. So in the Beis Din you have a Shuas Hadayanim, that's called the Shuas Shel Torah. And then the person takes a Sefer Torah in their hand and tefillin, and then this woman then takes an oath with the Sefer Torah, the tefillin, and her punishment is great. But chutz lebeis din, it's only a shvua derabanan, bekil las arur, it's only a shvua derabanan, there's a curse of an arur, and nothing is taken in her hand, and it's not such a big punishment. So Rashi's mechalik between a shvua bebeizim, which is a shvua shel Torah, and a shvua chutz lebeizim, which is a shvua derabanan. So mitzad etzem hashvua lechora, there's no difference between a shvua bebeizim and a shelo bebeizim. If a person b'shaka b'shvua, he's over and lo si'shal b'shmi l'shaker. And also shvua salman is not min haTorah; it's a shvua derabanan. Kol abali par minichsei yisomim. So what's pshat that it's a shvua haTorah? So the Chacham Shlom already noted this, and he explained pshat in Rashi is that in beizim it's a shvua haTorah. This means shvua shemashbim bebeizdin nikra shvuas haTorah. So you see that shvuas hadayanim is kovas shem laatzma bigger than shvua sheba. This is called a shvuas haTorah. So once it's in the beizdin, it's called a shvua shel Torah. Laafuke, to exclude a case of shvua chutz lebeizdin that doesn't have a shame of shvuas hadayanim, and it's called rabbanan. So we see from Rashi that it's correct that mitzad etzem hashvua, there's no distinction between a shvua bebeizin and a shvua chutz lebeizin. A shvua is a shvua is a shvua. Nevertheless, shvua bebeizin is called a shvua shel Torah, and the explanation is that shvua tadayanim is the shvua of the pasuk of nikar v'balabayis el elokim b'shvuas Hashem tiyah bein shneim. And the sefer shari shvuas in the sharishin and the chiluk between shvua tadayanim and shvua bitui, he seems to say, this is written by the grandson of the Rif, that that be'etem hashavua, the mahus of shavuos hadayanim is the same as a shavuos bitui, that I will eat something, that I won't eat something. So in that way, they are similar. However, it's a shavua, like a shavuos bitui is a shavua. You're swearing that something, you're going to do something, or that's a shvuas bitui, you're not going to do something. Here you're swearing that it's true, that's the shvuas hadayanim, so in that way they're similar. But it explains the Shari Shvuas that Shavuos HaDayanim is idea Tovev and Nitba. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadesh in the Torah, a parash of Nikra Ba'abai Zeh Elohim. There's a Chepta Mesuim, a Shavuot that's between two people, Shavuot Klapi Tovev, Klapi Toveya, you make a Shavuot. So it's at Etzem HaShavuot, it's a Shavuot's Bitui. So you want to call it, it's categorized, right? As we explained, there's not a separate category for Shavuot HaDayanim. So Mitzad Etzem Din Shavuot, it's the same as a Shavuot's Bitui. However, the difference is that this is between two people. So Rashi is magdir that the shvuah of Toveya Nitba be'etzem who's the shvuah is dafka be'bezed, and then it's included in the parasha of Nikrav Bala Bayis El Elohim. The outside of bezed, and it's just stam like a shvuah's heses, which is only a takana shvuah, but it's not a chepta of a shvuah's elyonim. That's why Rashi is mechalek that in bezed the onus is very chamer. Ma'ashen kein chutz lebezed, and mitzad the etzem min shvuah, they're the same. And mitzad the cheft of the shvua by nitva la tovea, it's a geder miyuchad of shvua chamura. So it's, yes, it's called a shvua, like other shvuas, like a shvua's bitui. However, it's contrasted insofar as that here it's between a tovea and a nitva, and therefore it has a special geder of shvua and it's very chamur. And that is dafka in the Beis Din. And according to Rashi, it would appear that the din of Nikitas Chayfetz and Askaras Hashem is not because of the din that we're sitting in the Ma'aseh Beis Din, but rather it's halacha in the etzem of the etzem Shavuah, of Shavuah's Toveh of Nitva, you have to take a Chayfetz. Ma'ashen ken Shavuah Da'alma, you don't have to take a Chayfetz, and just like they're different linyan Chumrasa. So, when Rashi says that B'doroseinu, Batlu HaRishonim Shavuah Da'araisa, Afisha Onsha Gadol, and they were metakin Arur Basara Vahamar and Arur Bo Shavua. What does Rashi mean? Rashi says this Arur is a Shavua. So what do we help that we are Mevatel Shavua Daraisa? It's still considered a Shavua Daraisa, Rashi says. Vahamar and Arur Bo Shavua. When they say Arur, it's like a Shavua. The Rambam in the 11th parak of Vilchot Shavuos Halacha Ches says that even Arur is a Shavua Sadeyanim Gemura. So, what's Pshat and Rashi? The Rashi says they were Mevatel the Shavuot Daraisa. According to the Rambam, the Ar is still a Shavuot Daraisa. Why doesn't Rashi hold that Ar is still a Shavuot Daraisa? It would appear, but that's Rashi. This is all a summary of what we learned in the previous year. We're not going into it like we did in that year. So this is just summarizing Rashi, how we learned Rashi, because we need that in order to go on to what we're saying in this year. And that Rashi says that Batlu Shavuot Daraisa Kavanasa Al Derech Shekasev Perkah Shalech. What he means is, like he said in Perkah Shalech, the Shavuot Dayanam Mishvim Shavuot HaTorah Nikras. And we have a Shavuot Dayanam that's called the Shavuot HaTorah. And like we said, there's a Cheftim Assum a Shavuot HaDayanam that was said in the parish of Nikra Rabbis El Elohim. Adam Yavarash name that two people come, there's a Tovei and a Nitva, and that's a Shavuot that's Bamikoch Tviya, that the Shavuot Dayanam are Mashpia this person because there's a Tviya, there's a claim on him. So yes, the min shvuah, it's categorized as a shvuah like a shvuah de alma. However, it's more chamor because it's a shvuah sadeyanim between two people, and that's its chumrah. There's a special chomer of shvuah sadeyanim, and that's how Rashi explained butlu shvuah darais. In other words, it no longer has the tokef, the power of shvuah sadeyanim. So arbo shvuah is a shvuah gemura. Nevertheless, it's not included in the nusach hashvuah shvuah sadeyanim, just like their dina b'tzuris hashvuah, that shvuah sadeyanim, that it's not because the etzem echetz of the shvuah. Just like Nikita Sachefetz. That the tsura of the Shvua is that it's done with the Nikita Sachefetz, even though it's not part of the Etzem Cheftz of the Shvua. But that's the tsura of the Shvua. So too, it has to be Nusach, a special Nusach of the Shvua. And if it's not done, the nusach of the shvuah, and the Beis Din does and gives her an aror, gives the person an aror, that is a different category, and therefore it's not any more considered a din of shvuah hadayanim. Now it's considered stam shvuah, and on shakal, they wanted to weaken the punishment. So how do they weaken the punishment? They weaken the punishment because there's no more nikitas chayfetz, and it doesn't have the regular nusach. So it doesn't have the regular tsura of the regular form Shavuos HaDayanim, and therefore on Shekal it's only Arur Bo Shavuos. It's like a Shavuot, it's an Arur, but it's not in that category, and therefore it is more Kal. But as Haram would appear that Shavuah Bar is the same Cheft of Shavuah of Lashon Shavuah, and therefore you can't be Mechalek between it and Shavuos HaDayanim. But Rashi would seem to say, as we explain, that it has to be Dafka, a Lashon of a Shavuah, and since it's not a Lashon of a Shavuah, it's not categorized as Shavuos HaDayanim. According to the Rambam, it is. So that's what we learned to summarize in that shir, that according to Rashi, Arur Bo Shavuah, that the Torah is saying, when we give an Arur, that is a not considered the same as the Shavuos HaDayanim D'Oraisa. It's more kal because it's a different nusach, because it doesn't keep, it's not in the same category, it doesn't keep to the same rules as a regular Shavua. And the reason that they changed it and didn't make it a regular Shavua was because they wanted, the Rishonim wanted, that the person shouldn't get such a serious onus for being over on the Shavua. But according to the Rambam says that an Ara is the same category as the Shavua Sadeh. That was what we said in the previous year. So now we're going to go on that and say maybe a little bit differently. The Rambam didn't want to be mechalek between what we said in the previous year, the Cheftz of Shavua, Beloshin Shavua, Loshin Ara. We can say no. But the Rambam holds Ki Ikar Divrei Rashi, that it's true that Arbo is Shavua. Nevertheless, it's another, yes, it's considered a Shavua, but it's another Ofen of Shavua. It's not the same as being Nishba Beloshin Shavua. And so the Rambam would also hold that it's not the same as a Shavua, unlike what we said in the previous year. However, Rambam would agree with Rashi. Rambam would argue with, not Rambam would agree with Rashi. Where's the Rambam arguing with Rashi? He holds that Sof, since Gam Arbo Shavua, since the Ara is like a Shavua, so it's still going to be considered a Cheftz of Shavuos HaDayanim. So it's another variation of Shavuos HaDayanim. It's not the same as a regular Shavuos HaDayanim, but it's another variation of a Shavuos HaDayanim. It has a Cheftz of Shavuos HaDayanim. The reason is, if we want to say that, is because the Rambam is marich v'kofel dvar v'din Shavuos HaDayanim b'loshen arur. Look in the Rambam in Hilchas Shavuos. The Rambam says, I'm just going to read it out in English, and Perikid Aleph Halacha Ches, an oath of the judges, whether of Minatorah or Midrabanan, whether stemming from a definite or an indefinite claim, Tainus Vadai, Tainus Suffik, is administered in the following manner. The person taking the oath holds a Torah scroll in his arm. He must stand and take the oath or recite a curse using God's name, one of the terms used to describe him. Either pronounces the oath himself or is pronounced by the judges. My masters ruled, my Rabbeim ruled, that an oath of the judges is administered only in Lashon HaKodesh. That's Halacha Ches. So here the Rambam says that the Shavua is Shavua o Be'ala. Take the oath, Omed V'nishba B'Shem o B'kinu B'Shavua o Be'ala, with an oath or with a curse. With an oath or with a curse. That's halacha ches. And when you make a Shavuos HaDayanim, it has to be with an oath or with a curse. And then, in halacha tes, it says, Ketzad mipiv. How does it work when it comes from his mouth? Rambam says, for example, he says, I'm taking an oath by Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, or by one whose name is Chanon, or Rachum, that I don't, I'm not liable to this person at all. B'cheinim Amar, Arei Oru L'Hashem, or Oru L'Mishe Shmo Chanon, Im Yesh L'Zeetz L'Klum. If he says, may one be cursed to God, or cursed to he whose name is graciousness, if I owe anything to this person, who's this person being cursed? Me. He's essentially cursing himself. That's halacha tes. Halacha yud shvu mipi dayanim. He explains bein she'amru lo mashpia mani oscha o she'am reini ploni ben ploni oru l'Hashem. What is meant by an oath pronounced by the judges? For example, they tell him, we're administering an oath to you by God the Lord of Israel, by he whose name is graciousness, that you are not liable to this person at all. And the defendant answers, amen. Or they say, mein sod, so be cursed to God, or cursed to he whose name is graciousness, if he owes money to that person, and the person says, amen. So that's the Shavuos HaDayanim, that's the oath of the judges. So, v'chol arichus dvarav l'moser, why is the Rambam so marich? After he already explains, Shavuos HaDayanim is b'shavua ba'ala, it's really all we need to know. Shavuos HaDayanim is b'shavua, either he takes an oath, or a curse. Why does he have to be so marich and go so much into detail? The reason the Rambam is ma'arich and goes so much into details, because according to the Rambam, it's a lav milsa de pshita. And we have to explain both Shavua Mipiv and Mipia Dayanim. And we have to go through each one individually, because it's really not so pashut. Now, Be'ikr Divrei Rambam Ba'alacha Ches, the Rambam has to tell us that Shavua Sadayanim is Bein B'Shavua Ba'alas. We have to understand. After he already explained in Perak Beis Halacha Beis these two types of Shavuas, he writes, G'on Shenishbat Tzer Shavuchin Arav Allah. Harei Shavua, the Rambam says either you swore, you took an oath, or you took a curse. So that's when the Rambam is talking generally about other Shavuas. So why does the Rambam have to tell us here when it comes to Shavuas Hadayanim what an oath and a curse is, we already know? So the opening to understanding this would appear to be that the Torah was koveh, this halacha, the Rambam was koveh, this halacha, in Perakut Aleph Halacha Ches, in the dinim of Tachsisei Shavua, like in Akitas Chefetz. It's talking about what the form of the Shavua is, what the style of the Shavua is, like Nikita Sachefetz, like the Rambam says, that you take a Sefer Torah in your arm, and you stand, and you nishba b'shem u'bakinui. So that's all because we're mashpia this person, a Shavuas Hadayanim. A Shavuas Hadayanim is dafka with Nikita Sachefetz. That's the Tachsis HaShavua, that's the style of this Shavua. So Menachem Nami already explained in Perek Beis that for a Cheftz of Shavua, it's effective Bein Belosh and Shavua, Bein Belosh and Arv. But you would think that Betzuras HaCheftz or Shavuas HaDayanim, we can make a distinction. Because Shavuas HaDayanim, you would think that we require a Lashon Shavua Dafka Lashon Shavua. Like we said, according to Rashi, Aliba de Emes, that's taka the way Rashi holds. Rashi holds that in order to be a Shavua, it needs a Lashon Shavua. And Lashon Arv doesn't work, it's a different Nusach HaShavua. It has to be Dafka Lashon of Shavua in order for it to be a Shavuos Hadayanim. So that's what the Rambam has to tell us. It's not true. That even so, Lashon Arur is considered like a Lashon Shavua, and it's effective as a Cheftz of Shavuos Hadayanim. So we see that even Lefi Rambam Be'etzim, there are two Anpin Chalukin, there are two different ways of a Geder Shavua. There's a Shavua, you lose a Lashon Shavua, and there's another form, another variation that uses a Lashon of Arur, but these are two, it's not the same thing. These are two different variations of Shavuos Hadayanim. And we see this in the Rambam there in Perek Beis in Halacha Dalet. There, the Rambam is mefar that a Shavua without Azkar is a shame. You're right, there's no Malkus and there's no carbon. If you're of, nevertheless, it's Aser B'davrish and Nishba'ala. The Rambam writes, Omar, Allah, Ush'aro, Shavua, V'lo Hiskir, Shem, V'lo Kinu, Harei Ze Aser. So if you said an Allah or an Aror or a Shavua and you don't mention Shem Hashem and you don't mention a Kinu, it's Aser, even though there's going to be no carbon, there's going to be no Malkus. So we have to be medayik that the Rambam already told us in Halacha Gimel that there are two types of Shavuas, that there's a Lashon Shavua and a Lashon Arur. So why does the Rambam have to tell us that without Haskaras Hashem, it's Aser, in these two ways? We already know we're talking about these two ways, these two Anpi, these two forms. Just say that Shavua B'li Shem is effective. Why does the Rambam have to mention again, without an, when it's an Arur or a Shavua, it works if it's a Shavua without a Shem? Just tell us a Shavua without a Shem. We know it's talking about an Arur or a Shavua. My Shavua, we already know. So the Rambam has to tell us that without a shame, that's also enough. You don't have to use Shem Hashem in order for it to be Aser on you. So Mavur Midivir Rambam, that even after all we've learned, there's still a makom to be mechalik between these two types of Shavuas in this matter. In other words, with regard to not being Nishba B'Shem, if you don't use the Shem, you might think that there's a distinction between a Shavua and an Arur. So you see that these aren't just two different Lashonos of a Shavua. Rather, these are two variations. These are two panim. These are two different categories of the Ikar Maisa HaShavua. It's not just the same thing. Ota geveret b'shinui aderet, as they say, the same girl with a different dress. It's not the same Shavua, just with a different Lashon. No. It's a different Shavua. It's also Shavuas Hadayanim. But it's a different type. It's a different variation of Shavuas Hadayanim. It's a different variation, excuse me, of Shavua. When you use, here we're not talking about empiric blaze, we're not talking about Shavuas Hadayanim, we're talking about other Shavuas. But when you use, when you don't use Shem Hashem, the Rambam is telling us, whether it's Arur or Shavua, since these are two different categories, the Rambam has to go into detail and tell us both. That both, if it's Arur and a Shavua, in both cases, if you're in Maskir or Shem Hashem, it's still going to be Aser. Why? Because Arur and Shavua are not the same thing. They're two Anpi, and this also would apply when we talk about Shavuas Hadayanim, that they're two different forms of Shavuas Hadayanim, whether it's Arur or Shavua, it's still the two different forms. And to explain the Yisod V'Geder Achiluk in these two types of Shavua, these two variations of a Shavua, so we have to be medaktik in Lashon the Rambam there in Halacha Beis. that it's true that in both of them we require askaras Hashem. Nevertheless, the Rambam is mechalek the linyan shvua. The Rambam writes hanishbo shibiyu acher b'shem ha'miyuchad o becha min hakinuyim. That when it comes to Lashon Shvua, he writes that either a person himself swears or another person swears with God's special name or with one of the kinuyim, one of God's nicknames, so to speak. And then the linyan or the Rambam writes, so when it comes to a shvua, b'lashon arur, the Rambam is kaveh the din askaras Hashem k'din noisaf as an additional din on this ikar of arabo shvua. That he v'hu shiyaskir. What does the Rambam say? V'hu shiyaskir shem and Hashemos. That in addition to you have this arur. Arur is a shvua, provided that's your maskir shem and Hashemus. But linyan lashon shavua, the Rambam is koveya, the din askaras Hashem, included in the ikar mahus shavua, including in the very essence of the shavua. Shunishba b'shem ha'miyuchat. It's a very subtle diuk, but a very important diuk in the lashon of the Rambam. Then in halacha beis, the Rambam talks about the shavua, and he says that the shavua is with shem Hashem. And halacha gimel, the Rambam says that you have an arur, provided that this aror is b'shem Hashem, but not that it's part of the ikar mahus ha'aror. Ikar mahus ha'aror does include shem Hashem, but shem Hashem, the ikar mahus ha'shvua does include shem Hashem. So what's the explanation? The explanation was given by a god of Moshe Shmuel Shapiro Zatzalvi, Rosh Hashiva Yeshivas Be'er Yankov, very famous time of the Brisker Rav. So he's miyaseh based on the chinuch and mitzvah lamed b'bir ikar mahus ha'shvua, that a shvua is to be mekayim. God never changes. So too, when you make a shvua, you're saying that just like God is true, so too this shvua is true. So the etzem cheftz of a shvua is a shvua b'Hashem. Also in the Sifri and Reish Parshas Matos, the beginning of Matos, shvua is nishba b'chai ha-melech. Shvua is like you're swearing in the life of the king. That just like the life of the king is truly alive, so too this shavua is truly true. And based on this, explained to Moshe Shmuel, that even where you're not maskir, shem Hashem b'shavua, so sof, that's gufa, the cheftz of the shavua. That it's like you're swearing God's name. Jashita Saramim is that as far as the chi of Malchus and Karban, you need askaras Hashem. But the etzem cheftz, the etzem hus, the essence of a shavua is of a shavua, is that you're swearing that this is true, just like God is true, just like God is alive, so the shvua is true. So that's the etzem mahus of a shvua. So based on this, it would appear that when you're maskir shem Hashem b'shvua, so it's not because of a tosefes dvarov on the ikar lashon that you're nishba, that you're adding on to what you're nishba, also I'm doing this b'shem Hashem. No! The etzem shvua mitzad atzmo perusho mahuso, the essence of this shvua is that the person is being nishba b'shem, and that's mashmos dvarov halacha beis, that you're nishba b'shem hamiyucha, that the shem is included in the ikar shvua like we're medayik. But as far as the orbo shvua, the or is not dafka or al yedei Hashem b'ikar mahuso perusha. It's not dafka this person is cursed by God, and its very essence and explanation. So the aror mitzvah itself has the category, is categorized as a shvua because of this power of the klala. There's a klala, this person's going to be cursed if it's not true. So therefore that gives it the same severity as a shvua. But it's not pshat that the aror is that this person's cursed by God. And therefore, the askaras Hashem is not included in the ikar lashon hashvua, but rather it's a din and a tanai nosaf l'shvuaso that you have to be maskir shem and Hashemos. It's not part of the essence. Not the essence of the shvua is that you're being cursed by God. That in addition to the shvua that you're making, you're also mentioning God. It's a davar nosaf, or you're taking upon yourself a curse by God. This is an additional aspect. It's not part and parcel of the etzem ar. The etzem shvua is b'Hashem, whether you mention his name or not. Just if you mention his name, it's obviously more severe according to the Rambam. There's malchus in a carbon. And when it comes to when it comes to an Arur that's not part and parcel of the Etzem Arur. And therefore it's a Davar Nosef. Vihu, the Rambam writes, and provided that your Maskir Shem and Hashemus. And this is all included in the Sman, Simin Pei Zayin, Sifkot Nchotin Gimel. He explains that it's true that a Shavua is also Balashan Arur, nevertheless, it's not like a Shavua B'Shem. That a Shavua, your Nishba B'Chai Hashem, Hashem Kein Arur. And that's also the Bir Diktuk Lashon Aram and Halacha Beis. In Lashon Shavua, he's Misayim, Harez a Shavua Gemura. And afterwards, Lenyan Arur, he doesn't write this as a Shavua Gemura. So it's much more severe, obviously, when it's in the name of God, and that's a Shavua, and that's not the essence of an Arur. So now we can explain very nicely that the Rambam explained that a Shavua b'li haskaris Hashem is effective al kopanim linyan iser bein b'lashin Shavua bein b'lashin Arur. That you might think that only linyan Shavua it's going to be usser if you didn't use the name. Because granted that you didn't say the name explicitly, but so if your Shavua is a Shavua b'Hashem, whether you mention his name at all, that's the essence of the Shavua, Hashem Kein Arur. If you weren't maskir Hashem, chaser v'ikar achevtza de'arur b'Shem Hashem. You're lacking the very essence of an Arur b'Shem Hashem. If it's don't mention God's name, then it's not nothing to do with God. No, you're not bringing upon yourself a curse from God, just a general curse. And that's why the Rambam has to tell us, no, that even when you're Shavua v'Lashon Arur, it's going to be usher. You might think that if you don't use God's name by Shavua, it's going to be effective, because that's Be'etzem Shavua, and its essence is B'Shem Hashem, whereas an Arur is not. And therefore, if you don't use Shem Hashem, then by an Arur, there won't even be an Isser. It's a Kamash Lan, no! And even Arur is going to be included in this Isser. And when you make an Isser of an Arur, even without God's name, you're right, there's no carbon in Shavua, but it's still going to be Isser. You might think it's not, because it's not, God isn't involved here, so maybe it doesn't have the severity. Come Hashem Lan, then it does. Even if you don't use Shem Hashem, even B'li Askar is Hashem, it's still going to be Isser, even if it's just an Arur. Parenthetically, you can say maybe it's not because the Etzem Shavua is a Shavua B'Hashem. That's one Mahalach we went on. You could say for another reason, maybe it's Gedr Yados. Then you take a Shavua, it's only a partial Lashon. It's assumed that the rest of the Lashon is going to be Shem Hashem. Or because you don't need Askaras Hashem for Isser. So if that's true, then if you learn it's Mitam Yados, or if you learn it's Mitam Isser, then for an Isser you don't need Askaras Shem Hashem. So then it could work even without. You can work for an Arur just like for a Shavua. But again, the Rambam is mechalik between the two. So that's why I want to say in the Rambam that it's not because it's Gedr Yados, and it's not because for Isser you don't need Shem Hashem. Gedr Yados, I mean, does have Shem Hashem. He's just using a partial Lashem, but it's assumed that when you say Shavua and Arur, it's going to be, it's going, it means that you're going to get the oath is to God and the curse is from God. So to so to the Isser. If it's Usser, it's Usser whether it's a Shavua or an Arur. So therefore, there's no chiluk between the two. Since the Rambam and his Lashon is a chiluk between the two, we want to say that the Etzem HaShavua is a Shavua B'Hashem. Hashem Kein Etzem Arur is not. And therefore, you would think that by an Arur, if you don't do Shem Hashem, it's not going to be us. And that's why, back to our topic, which is Shavuas HaDayanim. The Rambam had to tell us by Shavuas HaDayanim that it's also effective B'Lashon Arur. Because yeah, we said that an Arur is a Shavua. Nevertheless, you might think that in Shavuas HaDayanim, we need a Lashon Shavua. And the reason is that yes, Arur bo Shavua, that an Arur is like a Shavua, nevertheless, you might think that Shavuas HaDayanim is Mishum Tachsisei Shavua Shenem Ruba Nebai Lashon Shavua, that because of this, because of the style, because of the form of the Shavua, you might need a Lashon Shavua. Because a Lashon Shavua is a different Mahus. A Lashon Shavua is a Shavua B'Hashem. And just like you need Nikitas HaChefetz in order for it to be a Shavua. And just like you need Askaras Hashem in order for it to be a top level Shavua. So too, as far as the Tachsisei HaShavua, you also need Lashon Shavua. And therefore the Rambam tells us, no, Lashon Arur also works. Arur is not exactly the same thing as a Shavua, and therefore the Rambam has to be Mechadesh. And the Rambam was koveh this in Halacha Ches, when he talks about Tachsisei HaShavua of Shavuas HaDayanim, to tell us that it's both Shavua and Arur. And then the Rambam continues and he tells us that this applies both to Mipiv and Mipia Dayanim, because again, Yesh Mokum Lechalek between Arur and Shavua. And therefore the Rambam has to tell us, that's so pashut, that Aror also is included in the same, is also going to have a din of Shavuos HaDayanim. So sof it does, but it's not pashut because there's a fundamental difference between the two. Aror is a different variation of a Shavuot than an actual Shavuot, and it's not the same. Kamash Malan, or despite the fact that it is fundamentally different, it is a variation of a Shavua, it's not the same thing as a Shavua, nevertheless, it's still categorized as a Shavuas Hadayanim. Shitas Rashi, like we said in the earlier shir, is that Arlash and Arlash Shavua attack a different, and Lash and Aror is a Shavua, but it is not a Shavuos Hadayanim, unlike the Rambam holds that it is a Shavuos Hadayanim, and that is now considered when they turned it into an Aror, they were a Mivatel, the Shavua Deiraisa, the Kiyum Din Shavua of the parish of Nikrov Balabais El Elohim, and they were Metakein a Lashon Aror Bo Shavua, that in the Aror is a Shavua. So therefore it's no longer considered a Shavuos Hadayanim, that's Shitas Rashi, they wanted to lower the Chomer, and according to the Rambam, at the end of the day, Aror is still the same, in the same category as a Shavuos Hadayanim, even though it is not exactly the same, it's fundamentally different, but the Rambam is Mechadesh, that it is still has the same Chomer of Shavuos Hadayanim in the Torah. V'advarim hayu me'ire einayim me'shibe nefesh, and we should be zoiche em yirtze Hashem. Obviously we have many, many thousands of shiurim that we want to give in Yanei Shavuos. We need the time, you know. God should give us life and health and the financial means. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.